1230 WSOO. It's 8:28 now on your Monday morning, and we got the big guns out of the United Way of the EUP. We got Barb Reed, the CFO of United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula, and Rolanisa Aranda, the CEO. Well, boy, the head honcho is joining us here this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Morning.
Must be some important stuff if you're both on with us today, huh?
Of course.
That's right.
Well, Barb, I know you've got, when you had contacted me recently, the Sven Heikkinen Memorial Golf Tournament is coming up again. Remind people, did it happen last year? Did it happen in the fall?
It did happen last year. We were able to be at the country club in August.
Right.
And we had a very nice turnout, and it was a fun time. And now this year we are back at Wild Bluff, and we're going to have another great time.
And it's coming up May 28th, so about 5-6 weeks away from now. And remind people, how do they get involved? How do they sign up, and what's going to be taking place?
Yeah, so there is a lot of ways that people can get involved. Of course, we need teams. We always need teams. We have room for about 28 to 30 teams. We have three right now, so I'm pretty excited. We're getting going.
Okay.
And then, of course, there is the sponsorships where you can be a whole sponsor to promote your business. There's advertising sponsorships. You can sponsor a whole and put in a team. So there's lots of ways to get involved. And all you need to do is get a hold of the office, and I can get you set up. There will be pre-registration this year. We're not going to sign up teams at the site this year to keep social distancing. And
sure.
So we don't have a big cluster, but
right.
We're going to have a great time. Yeah.
So the Sven Heikkinen Memorial Golf Tournament, May 28th out in Brimley at Wild Bluff, 10 a.m. shotgun start. And the 14th annual, and it's great that you were able to hold it last year. And I think there's going to be a lot of interest for it this year because, you know, I think people are wanting to get back to normal, right?
Right, right. We do have one sponsorship so far, and that is Central Savings Bank as our corporate sponsor. So we're again, getting going, and it'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the golf course, Matt Phipps, is always really good as far as helping us get going.
Absolutely. So it would be a Friday, right? Is that the 28th? Is a Friday?
It is a Friday.
Okay.
And it is Memorial Day weekend as well.
Sure.
So kick off your weekend.
Kick off your weekend with some golf. Do it for a great cause, the United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula. And again, lots of opportunities. Like I say, if you want to do a team, you can do a team. If you want to do a sponsor, a whole sponsor, whatever. Would they get a hold of you, Barb, to do any of that?
My number is 906-632-3700 extension 1, but you can also email me too. So it would be barb@unitedwayeup.org.
Okay, and there's also all the information is on the United Way Facebook page. I'm looking at it right now.
Right,
so.
Right. Everything's there.
Yeah,
there's an event set up there, and if somebody wants to get a hold of us and can't call or email, they can certainly message that page too.
Perfect. Awesome. So what else? I know that despite all the pandemic garbage that's going on and everything, you guys are still busy and you're still just like so many other things. All the things that the United Way deals with are still happening and probably even greater. Economic problems and everything. You know, food. I know there's been a lot of need for food here, especially more now because a lot of people have been out of work. What's going on? Rolanisa, as far as United Way is concerned?
So we've been keeping very busy, as you mentioned. I know we've been working with both Lake State and the Kinross Rec Center and Feeding America. We've hosted a few mobile pantry trucks. We just had one this last week, and then we'll do one again in June. That's all on our Facebook page, and we've been sharing that out with partners. We're seeing anywhere between 200 and 300 families come through those still, so definitely a need. We've also been working on the campaign, you know, making sure that folks remember that we're still here, we're still working in the community, even though we may not be as visible as usual. We're happy to report we're about 80% to our $200,000 goal, so we're sitting around $160,000 right now.
Good.
We just put out reminder mailings for folks. You know, it's not too late to definitely, you know, get in touch with us to donate. Checks in the mail. We can do credit card over the phone if you're not comfortable. coming in or getting out into the community. And then we also will, our office right now is by appointment, but if you were to drop in and knock on the door, we can certainly meet you there. There's a real short screening. I think everyone is doing those right now.
And you're all used to those, yeah. Right.
Talking, yeah. but just, you know, making sure, and you can still interact with us that way too. We're definitely not closed off. We want to be here to answer questions, to help point people to resources like we always are. A lot of it we're doing right now through our social media. We're sharing out resources through there. So if you haven't liked that new Facebook page, definitely go in and do that. We had a little bit of a problem with that in the fall. Finally got that fixed, and we are at, if you look us up on Facebook, we're United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula. It should be the only one that you find on there.
Right.
And there's a, I think there's a pinned post still that says, yes, this is the right one.
But like I say, there's lots of things going on. Lots of, you've got, like you mentioned, the mobile drive-through pantries going on. You have another one this Wednesday from 4 to 6, right? So
that one, yep. That one is not us. That's one of our partners. But absolutely, we've been sharing that information out too.
So, yeah, so definitely, again, lots of things going on, lots of ways to support United Way. It's just, again, what a challenging year you guys have been through, and I know it's not done yet, but how hard has it been to adapt to all the stuff that everybody else has had to do and obviously take care of the people that depend on United Way this past year?
You know, I think at the very beginning of this, I mean, we're what, almost a year and a half in now, it feels,
feels
like.
Feels like, yeah, forever.
But at the beginning, it was a little bit tough. We kind of had to pivot really quickly, you know, figure out how to continue to reach the folks here in the EUP, especially when everybody was, you know, was closed off and isolating. It's a little bit easier now, but we're still running into some barriers of our own. I mean, obviously, we're, you know, with the state guidelines that are out there, we're still not able to have the events that we usually have. So, you know, Academy of Performing Arts is one of our donors, and they normally would have a spring show that would bring in ticket sales that would benefit United Way and the community. And that's just not going to happen this year. One of our other events is the Kinross races. We normally would go out there and do some 50-50 sales, and that would bring in several hundred dollars. Again, with the border closed at this point, and you know, that's, I think, month by month at this point. So we really don't know what that looks like yet. We have to work under the assumption that that will not take place and then kind of move forward from there. So there are these little pieces that are missing, but I will say we have some fantastic support in the community. Our donors have really stepped up. We have several of folks who are receiving those stimulus checks. They realize they don't need them, and so they're donating all or a portion of that piece to United Way and other charities. So that is definitely something that we appreciate, you know, and that was something that we didn't really consider at the beginning, whether or not those would come in. So that has been a blessing.
And what about the steak sale, the steak sandwich sale? Is that happening this year? I know it didn't happen last year. I mean, that's...
It did not.
It didn't happen last year. I know, it's such a bummer.
Yeah. I think a lot of people miss that. We are working with Pat's Foods. We're waiting for them to decide whether or not it's something that they can do. Obviously, again, we don't want to put people at risk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to make them do anything that they're uncomfortable with. So as soon as we know, we will push that forward. But we are still looking at things like our, you know, our food vendors piece that we do downtown.
Sure.
Looking at some different outdoor type events that we might be able to hold and some virtual events. So definitely stay tuned to that Facebook page for those.
Yeah, and besides the Facebook page, is there a website too that people can go to, Rolanisa?
Yep, we have UnitedWayEUP.org.
Okay.
Anything, I'm reading that now, so.
Okay, anything else going on? I mean, I know that it just seems like there's so many different, you know, arms of the United Way and everything that reach out in the community. You've got the RSVP program, and I know that that's kind of you do that, but right now it's not as probably active as you'd like it to be because of the pandemic.
You would be surprised. We have a lot of our because RSVP is retired and senior volunteers, so we work with the 55 and up crowd. They, at the beginning of the pandemic, again, everybody was isolating, it wasn't safe, but now that vaccines are rolling out, we've got a lot of people that have gotten their second shot, and they've reached out to us and said, okay, I'm ready to come back. So we have been working with them on a virtual Reading Buddies piece.
Right.
And, you know, we've gotten some videos out there. We're working with classrooms to try to get them connected there again. Our volunteers still can't go into the schools per se, but we can definitely do Zoom meetings and then the recordings. And our RSVP is working on some really neat youth mentoring pieces, doing some similar to like a dad time type of video where, you know, some of our youth don't have parents at home that know certain skills. So whether it's changing a light socket or woodworking or cooking or a variety of other life skill tasks, things that you don't normally learn in school, right?
Right.
We are working with some of our volunteers to put together some short how-to videos for things like that. So really continuing to make that intergenerational connection as best we can virtually for right now. And then there's some really exciting things coming out in July. We were just re-awarded our grant for RSVP. So in July, we get to expand, which we're really looking forward to. And we'll have more information on that. But definitely look for an elder justice piece involved with that.
Well, that's great. I know that that's obviously a concern in the community as well, and in a lot of different communities as far as elderly being taken advantage of or other you know, problems and everything. So that'll be obviously a great addition to what the RSVP program does.
Yeah. We're excited to have it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're still going to continue with the Project Backpack this summer.
Awesome.
We're going to look at maybe a different approach to that, but that'll still be taking place. So preparations for that are coming out. And so we definitely have things that are continuing, but look a little different.
Sure. Well, I mean, and that's the thing, everything is now. And I guess, but it's great that you've been able to, you got a great staff there. You got a great people behind the scenes kind of helping out and everything and making things happen. And again, like I say, the issues at hand don't go away just because there's a pandemic. In fact, like I said,
right.
at the beginning, they're probably inflated more than anything else. So,
Right.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add before we let you go? Or
I don't think so. I think that's going to keep us busy for a little while.
Well, I know Barb will have you on at least one more time, if not a couple more times. As much as you want to come on, you can come on every day if you want to talk about Sven Heiken.
No.
But we'll get you on at least a couple more times to kind of promote it. But again, all the details on the Facebook page, United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula. Go check it out. Get involved in the Sven Heiken and golf outing and everything, and help us raise some money for United Way of the Eastern Upper Peninsula. Yeah. Well, Barb Reed and Roland Issa Aranda, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll check your weather and be back with more music here on 1230 WSOO.